Right. What you should know to be a poet. How to fight your own poems. First. All you can about animals as persons. The names of trees and flowers and weeds, the names of stars, and the movements of the planets and the moon. Your own six senses with a watchful and elegant mind. At least one kind of traditional magic, divination, astrology, the book of changes, the tarot, and dreams, the illusory demons and illusory shining gods. Kiss the ass of the devil and eat shit. Fuck his horny barbed cock. Fuck the hag and all the celestial angels and maidens perfumed and golden. And then love the human. Wives, husbands, friends. Children's games, comic books, bubblegum. The weirdness of television and advertising. Work. Long, dry hours of dull work, swallowed and accepted and lived with and finally loved. Exhaustion, hunger, rest. The wild freedom of the dance, ecstasy. Silent, solitary illumination, ecstasy. And real danger, real gambles, the edge of death. As for poets, your own six senses with a watchful and elegant mind, okay? There are six elements. There are six senses. As for poets, the earth poets who write small poems need help from no one. At 50 below, fuel oil won't flow, and propane stays in the tank. A fire poet burns at absolute zero. Fossil love pumped back up. The air poets play out the swiftest gales and sometimes loll in the eddies. Poem after poem curling back on the same thrust. The first water poet stayed down 6 years. She was covered with seaweed. The life in her poem left millions of tiny different tracks crisscrossing through the mud. With the sun and the moon in his belly, the space poet sleeps. No end to the sky, but his poems, like wild geese, fly off the edge. A mind poet stays in the house. The house is empty, and there are no walls. The poem is seen from all sides, everywhere, at once.